Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Has the world gone mad? Of course it has, we all know that. And the latest proof comes from not-so-sunny Sidmouth, where rumour has it they bury their dead standing up in bus shelters. Not true, I'm sure. Silly Sidmouth. By the way, it's named after Sid Mouth, who has a lot to say but never makes any sense. Do you know anyone like that? Where was I? Oh yes, seagulls. Sidmouth, in its infinite wisdom, has become the first town in the Isle of England to make it a criminal offence to feed seagulls. Seems everyone is fed up of the birds circling overhead and no doubt losing their deposits, in election speak, and generally being a nuisance as they form a kind of London Heathrow air traffic queuing system, waiting for a space to land and grab someone's chips. Well, I suppose they could be a nuisance, but surely prevention is better than cure. That's what they're always telling us, isn't it? Here on my island, we have a much better way of dealing with this issue. I have banned people from eating chips on the promenade. Get those chip eaters off the streets. Now there's an election slogan. If they want to scoff fried potatoes and huge gobfuls of cod while talking loudly about the weather and seagulls and how they got there and all that and the route they took, well, let them do it in the privacy of their own homes or in one of my many nationalised fish and chip cafes. To be honest, I feel sorry for the seagulls, who are actually doing chip eaters a favour by reducing their calorie intake. Of course they are. The evidence here on my island is that tourists tend to treat a bag full of fish and chips as an in-between snack. Before long, you see, they're feeling peckish, and they head back to the B&B for a five-course evening meal, followed by drinks, and always, even then, finding room to strip the sweet trolley of gatto. Now, there's always a bit of fruit salad left, though, have you noticed? I will be sending a stern rebuke to Sidmouth and starting a campaign to make it a criminal offence to eat chips, pies, pasties, in fact, anything in public. It's a bad habit, and I will stamp it out. Have no fear. Oh, thanks, Doris. Very tasty. Very nice. Oh, no. Now, on to something completely different. I hear my opposite number in the Ascension Islands has hit a bit of a snag vis-a-vis travel. Basically, there aren't any flights in or out because the runway is riddled with potholes. Yes, really. Flights are unlikely to resume for 2 years. 2 years! The Ascension Island government is planning for the aging Royal Mail ship, the St. Helena, to be the main means of transport. But this month the ship was declared out of order, twice ending up in dry dock in Cape Town, most recently because the left propeller became locked in a forward position. Sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it? Oh dearie me. What a state of affairs. What a way to run a ship, or even an island. I have, however, offered a solution. I am willing to send a team of island potholers all the way to the Ascension Islands, which is a mere 1,000 miles off the coast of Africa, when, all said and done, not a long ferry trip really. I'll equip them with a van, 10 workers in immaculate high-vis jackets and shiny white hard hats, can't have them looking messy, and a few bags of ready-mix, and they'll have the job done in no time. So much fuss about a little problem. Just send in the experts, I say. You see, I believe our hole fillers are the quickest in the civilized world, and they're good too. They don't just fill the holes, they pile up that tarmac so the holes stand like little mountains, They're reversed, aren't they? No longer holes. They're like cobbles in the road, standing proud above the road surface. Very clever stuff. Does wonders for your tyres. Anyway, I suppose it will make the runway a bit uneven in places, so travellers may get a little airsick before they've taken off, but for goodness sake, we've all survived the journey down our coast road, haven't we? What harm came to us? Oh, hang on. I'll have to come back to you in a moment. Just got a call from Teresa. Is it Teresa? I can't remember. She wants to talk to me about something called the NHS. Whatever that is. Tell you more shortly. Righto, back again. Sorry about that. Long conversation with Teresa there about the NHS, which I believe is short for No Hospital Services. Or did I get that wrong? What? Oh, National Health Service. Oh well, there you go. Anyway, she's rabbiting on about everyone wanting her to spend more money on it, and she says there isn't any, because she's spending it all on her Brexit team of lawyers, accountants, assassins, and business lunch caterers. It's tough, isn't it? The solution, though, as always, is simple. People need to stop going to hospital and start looking after themselves in their own homes. There's plenty of medicine, plasters, bandages, drugs of all kinds, freely available, apparently, if you know where to look. Like Amazon or eBay. I mean, just because someone breaks a leg in a football match, or after falling down drunk after a night out, it doesn't mean the country owes you any treatment, does it? If it was your fault, you should have been more careful. Yes, so get on your tablet. You see, I told you tablets were freely available. Everybody's got one, haven't they? Anyway, get on Google with your tablet and Google seem to know everything, don't they? Maybe they could run the country. They know all about us, so maybe they should. Anyway, tell Google what the problem is, and you'll be able to read lots of information and comments and FAQs. I wonder what that stands for. About how to treat your broken leg. It's simple. It's not a nanny state. Come on, pull yourselves together. Literally. And here's another thing. Swearing makes you stronger. Yes. Research proves that if you're facing a difficult task like, oh, I don't know, fixing your own broken leg, and who doesn't swear when they're doing DIY, eh? Yes, you should swear quite a lot, and it will improve your performance. It's common knowledge, isn't it? And that's why I have introduced swearing lessons in all our Isle of Kevin schools, and as a nod to our friends across the water, hello. These include swearing in different languages, and to help our many fine teachers, we've been running workshops to give them plenty of practice in swearing, so they can do their jobs better. This involves asking them to complete new swearing performance sheets for each pupil to add to the small amount of paperwork they already do on Sunday mornings. Excellent. Oh, you should have heard the language the first time I introduced that. Excellent to hear them setting such a good example. Oh yes, finally, the memoirs. Yes, I found this the other day. I was reading the results, I don't know when this was, not too long ago. I read the results of a survey which showed that Newcastle is the noisiest city in England based on rush hour traffic levels. Yes, Newcastle, somewhere in the north, northern hemisphere, I think. Torquay is the quietest, understandably, because the rush hour there is around 10:30 a.m, I believe, as silver-haired people queue up for the Marks & Spencer car park, queue up for the Marks & Spencer cafe, queue up for the Marks & Spencer £10 meal deal, and then set off home at around 3 to beat the, well, rush hour. Yes, I also read that humans have the biggest brains in the animal kingdom as a percentage of body weight. Maybe. Anyway, our brain is 2% of our body weight, apparently. Yes. But that was before we all started eating too many chips on the seafront at Sidmouth. Do you see what I did there? We're going full circle now, aren't we? No doubt, now that our average weight has gone up, it means that our brains are probably shrinking, relatively speaking. You follow the logic there? We're putting on weight, but probably our brains aren't getting bigger, are they? In fact, quite the reverse. And anyway, if our brains account for only about 2% of our weight, that makes just about all of us, apart from world leaders such as myself, that makes us about 98% stupid, doesn't it? Yeah, we'll get out of that one. Anyway, it might explain a few things, like the level of intelligence of some people around us. In fact, let's be honest, there are some world leaders who don't quite have my faculties. There are one or two notable exceptions. Actually, no, there aren't. I can't think of any. Anyway, that's it for this week. See you again soon. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin. For this week, anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or as we'd like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.